Today's Indianola Spring Sports Spotlight features senior Bella Bingaman, who missed the time in spring getting ready for the summer softball season as well as her spring softball season, as well as expectations for what her senior season will look like.
First off, at the end of last season, I know the Indians made state. It was a lot of fun. Still some unfinished business. So what were your thoughts that you wanted to accomplish for this year?
Mainly, just like Kate said, take it game by game and just make sure we're focusing on like us as a team and not things outside of the field.
All right. Well, I know coming into this year, there was a new weight room, a lot of emphasis on off-season kind of workouts and stuff. So talk about your experiences there.
Of course, we were all bummed. We weren't able to utilize the brand new weight room and new utilities that we got. But like Kate said, we got some nice workouts from coach. Just basically need to like self-motivate for season.
Well, I know that going into the spring sports season, some of you were ready to compete, some of you were just ready to get in the gym. Kind of talk about what happened when the spring sports season and the school was canceled for the rest of the year.
I was really disappointed that we didn't get a spring season just because we had a bunch of new players come in, and usually for spring season, we really get to know each other like when we travel, and I just hope like it helps us grow as a team together, but at the same time, it was good because I got to like work by myself, work with my dad, and work with my brother.
Awesome. Well, what are some personal goals that you have that you want to accomplish this year? Kind of, I know everyone's big goal, obviously, get back to Fort Dodge, but personal goals.
I really want to work on basically just as a team, getting our goals done together. And for like personal goals, just always staying positive, like always having that positive attitude, like get this next play.
All right, well, last question before we let you go is, how has it been going so far? I mean, obviously, it's a little bit different with all the restrictions, but how have the early practices gone?
Obviously, it's a lot different than last year because we're used to starting in May, but so far, it's been really well. I think, like, even though we've only had a, like, week practice, we've, as a team, already grown together, especially with all the new players, so.